I'm here, Granny.
Can I smoke too, sir? Is the boy with you?
Yes.
I'm here. What's happening? Everyone, stop talking.
Ordinary Light, slow and easy on the eye, sidled back into the library. Esk sat up, dislodging the staff. It rolled under the table. She felt something slip over her eyes and reached up for it.
Just a moment, said Granny,
darting forward. She gripped the girl's shoulders and peered into her eyes.
Welcome back, she said, and kissed her.
Esk reached up and patted something hard on her head. She lifted it down to examine it. It was a pointed hat. Slightly smaller than Granny's, but bright blue with a couple of silver stars painted on it.
A wizard's hat,
she said. Cutangle stepped forward.
Ah, yes,
he said and cleared his throat.
You see, we thought... It seemed... Anyway, when we considered it...
You're a wizard, said Granny simply. The Arch-Chancellor changed the law. Quite a simple ceremony, really.
There's the staff somewhere about here, said Cutangle. I saw it fall down. Oh!
He stood up with the staff in his hand and showed it to Granny.
I thought it had carvings on, he said. This looks just like a stick.
And that was a fact. The staff looked as menacing and potent as a piece of kindling. Esk turned the hat around in her hands, in the manner as one who, opening the proverbial brightly wrapped package, finds bath salts.
It's very nice, she said uncertainly.
Is that all you can say? Said Granny.
It's pointed, too.
Somehow being a wizard didn't feel any different from not being a wizard. Simon leaned over.
Remember, he said, you've got to have been a wizard. Then you could start looking on the other side, like you said.
Their eyes met, and they grinned. Granny stared at Cutangle. He shrugged.
Such be, he said. What's happened to your stutter, boy?
Seems to have gone, sir, said Simon brightly. Must have left it behind somewhere.
The river was still brown and swollen, but at least it resembled a river again. It was unnaturally hot for late autumn, and across the whole of the lower part of Ankh Morpork, the steam rose from thousands of carpets and blankets put out to dry. The streets were filled with silt, which on the whole was an improvement. Ankh Morpork's impressive civic collection of dead dogs had been washed out to sea. The steam also rose from the flagstones of the Arch-Chancellor's personal veranda and from the teapot on the table. Granny lay back in an ancient cane chair and let the unseasonal warmth creep around her ankles. She idly watched as a team of city ants, who had lived under the flagstones of the university for so long that the high levels of background magic had permanently altered their genes, ant handling a damp sugar lump down from the bowl onto a tiny trolley. Another group was erecting a matchstick gantry at the edge of the table. Granny may or may not have been interested to learn that one of the ants was Drum Billet, who had finally decided to give life another chance.
They say, she said, that if you can find an ant on Hog's Watch Day, it will be very mild for the rest of the winter.
Who says that? Said Cutangle.
Generally people who are wrong, said Granny. I makes a note in my almanac, see? I checks. Most things most people believe are wrong.
Like red sky at night, the city's alight, said Cutangle. And you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
I don't think that's what old dogs are for, said Granny.
The sugar lump had reached the gantry now, and a couple of ants were attaching it to a microscopic block and tackle.
I can't understand half the things Simon says, said Cutangle, although some of the students get very excited about it.
I understand what Esk says, all right. I just don't believe it, said Granny. Except the bits about wizards needing a heart.